We want to light up your life and maybe save you some money with light bulbs that you may not have tried yet. I know you're probably saying to yourself, I hate the look of those energy efficient bulbs, but the LEDs are different. So now Sharon Vaknin joins us with the five things. She's from CNET, by the way. You need to consider before you rush out and buy them. Sharon, thank you so much for being with us.
Sure thing. Happy to be here.
Yeah, and I guess the big reason everybody's talking about LEDs this week is because apparently the price of them is dropping just enough that the price point might be where consumers can kind of handle it.
Exactly. So I like to compare LEDs to buying a hybrid car like a Prius. They're very expensive, but they do pay off in the long run, and that investment price is dropping now, especially recently.
Okay, I have to say, as a light bulb consumer, and I guess anybody who lives somewhere is at some point, right? I've tried the curly ones. Those are the CFLs, right?
Those are the CFLs.
And I couldn't stand them, and then one of them I broke, and that was a big issue, and so, but this is different, right?
These are totally different. CFLs are notorious for their mercury content and other dangers. So LEDs are the best way to go. And if your incandescents are burning out, I would highly suggest switching to LEDs. Now is the perfect time.
Okay, so these five things we need to know. One is, I guess, and you sort of touched on that, is learning the lingo.
Exactly. So way back when you'd buy an incandescent, all you would do is go to the store and look at the watts. If you're replacing a 60-watt bulb, you'd go ahead and pick one up. Well, now with LEDs, you should not look at the watts. The reason is because watts are a measurement of how much energy is drawn. And the whole point of LEDs is that they draw less energy. So, for example, a 60-watt incandescent, the equivalent LED to that would only draw 8 to 12 watts. So now what you should look for is lumens. So, for example, a 100-watt incandescent is equal to 1,600 lumens, and that's the number you should be looking for.
So we're going to need like a conversion chart.
Which I have on CNET.com.
Right. Excellent. Now, how about the color?
Okay, so LEDs come in a wide array of colors. Incandescents are known for their warm yellowish hue. Well, LEDs come anywhere from a bright white to a warm yellow. And Philips even has a bulb called the Philips Hue that comes in colors from purple to blue and red. So if you're replacing an incandescent bulb and you like that warm yellowish color, the color you should look for on LEDs is warm white or soft white. If you pick up a bright white LED, what you'll get is light similar to what you see in retail stores.
Oh, that would be a little too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
Because when you look in those mirrors, sometimes it just doesn't do you justice.
No.
All right, so, and then you say set your savings expectations.
Right, so like I mentioned, LEDs, they're still much more expensive than incandescents, but you should look at it like an investment. So we have yet to find out, but they are supposed to last 20-something years, so you won't be replacing them often. You will see a slight decrease in your electricity bill, but unless you're replacing all the bulbs in your household with LEDs, you won't see a serious drop. The point is that LEDs are an investment.
Okay, what about the dimmer issue?
Okay, so when you're shopping for LEDs, look for dimmable LEDs. Not all LEDs are compatible with traditional dimmers because the dimmers you have in your home were likely designed to work with incandescents. And without getting too technical, the point is make sure to pick a dimmable LED or one that's compatible with traditional dimmers.
You also write plan for placement. What do you mean by that?
Okay, well, one of the benefits of LEDs is that they run much cooler than incandescents. If you touch an incandescent that's been on for a while, it'll be really, really warm. Yeah, you'll burn yourself. So LEDs, if you touch the bulb, they actually are cool, but that doesn't mean that they don't get warm. What the bulb does is it draws out the heat into a heat sink at the bottom where the bulb screws into the light fixture. Now, and then from there, the heat dissipates into the air. So you can imagine if you put an LED in an enclosed fixture, that air, that heat doesn't have anywhere to dissipate, and it goes right back into the bulb, and you're basically sentencing it to death. So make sure to pick an LED that's approved for enclosed spaces or recessed spaces.
All right, great. Thank you. Those are I learned something already, and I think they've now hit the $10 mark, right?
Yeah, just about.
Great. Awesome. All right, Sharon Vaknin from CNET, thank you so much for joining us.
Cool. Thanks, Mary Beth.